Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1839. The topic is mindset, and the title is Competition Mindset, Coach versus Athlete. I was laughing about this difference with my wife over the weekend. I had a client who competed in powerlifting, and we were kind of laughing about the difference of how I respond whenever I'm the coach versus when I'm the athlete. When I'm the athlete, and I've competed in powerlifting, strongman competitions, a couple other things, when I'm the athlete, I'm very quiet, usually very calm on the external. Nothing really seems to rattle me. I don't talk too much, but I'll talk if I'm talked to. I just kind of seem very low-key. And now internally, I'm ramped up, I'm excited, I'm just like crazy ready to go. The last powerlifting meet I did, I was laughing because I usually am just so excited and I want to go that I don't feel like warm-ups are even needed, but I know I need to for the health of my muscles. But like I'll, you know, do a couple warm-up sets of squats, a couple warm-up sets of bench, and then with deadlift, I think I pulled like 315 for one, 405 for one, then I just went out and did like my opener at like 6-something. And it was funny just because I'm so ramped up internally, I'm so ready to go, that I just want to do it. I'm just excited, and I want to do it. And that's the funniness, if that's a word, for me as an athlete, is on the external, I'm very calm. On the internal, I'm psychotic and crazy and ready to go. But also as a coach, it flips a little bit. It's kind of funny is when I'm the coach, I'm way more nervous. I can't eat. I don't drink anything because I don't want to have to go to the bathroom. I don't want an upset stomach. I'm just super nervous about everything. I'm running around trying to make everything as perfect as I can. At powerlifting meets, for example, some of the women I've coached for powerlifting meets, they're often in what's called the first flight, like the first group of lifters to lift. Now, typically to warm up for a squat, you'd probably want a good 20, 30 minutes. Unfortunately, a lot of powerlifting meets are scheduled to start at 9 o'clock. They have what's called a competitors meeting at 8:30, where the judges talk about the rules of the event and meander a little bit in the conversation. So sorry if, promoters are listening to this and they're kind of grumpy with me. But usually those conversations are not done in a very quick and efficient manner. And usually they don't start on time. So they'll talk, from like 8:35-ish. To 8:45, 8:50, and then we're supposed to be lifting at 9. And it's like, well, do I warm up my athlete before that meeting, then have them stand for 10 to 15 minutes, tighten back up, and then pry everything back open in 10 minutes? Or do you wait until after the meeting, and then you only have 10 minutes to warm them up? So it's very frustrating. But as the coach, I usually ask for more time. I usually ask them, like, hey, are you guys like on schedule to start on time? I probably annoy the crap out of the powerlifting promoters. But I want to know what's going on. I want to be able to control as much as I can. So as the coach, I'm super nervous. I'm very proactive. I'm very assertive. I remember I took one client out for a national competition in Vegas, and these two people, we had to warm up on the same rack. This was embarrassing again. We had to warm up on the same rack, and this coach and athlete were trying to figure out the differences of kilograms and pounds. So I just started telling them their weights. I was like, here, do this, do this, do this. And I'd just pick up the weight and start putting it on. And I just took over because I was like, you're in my way. Get the hell out of my way so I can get my athlete warmed up. And I'm just grr, grr, grr. So I get very, aggressive. Now, that's aggressive towards everyone around us. I'll protect my athlete if they're not much of a talker and somebody tries to come over and talk. I'll kind of butt in and take the conversation away so my athlete can stay focused. If my athlete likes the small talk, let it go. If they kind of give me this look of oh, dear God, then I'll step in. I just try to do what I can to control everything that the athlete can't. That's my goal as a coach. Control absolutely everything that the athlete cannot control. One of the benefits of that is then the athlete doesn't have to worry about controlling it. They know that I got that covered. What the athlete then focuses on is everything that's within their control. That's the difference between a competition mindset of a coach and the competition mindset of an athlete. The coach should be focusing on everything the athlete can't. So try to control everything the athlete cannot control. Then the athlete only needs to focus on controlling what's within their control. So as a coach, like I'll wear my old Casio wristwatch, which is archaic now. It's actually probably an antique item. But I'll wear it because it has a little stopwatch feature. And I'll time our rest periods, you know, if we're in a powerlifting event. If we're in like an aesthetic competition, I'll time how long each like class is taking per athlete, so that way I can kind of better predict when we should eat our next meals, when we should get ourselves backstage, when we should get ready for this section, then that section. So I try to time as much as I can, depending on what type of event this is, competition it is. I try to time everything I can, try to understand when things are going to happen, try to predict what's going on. I will, like I said, deflect conversations. I'll help other people. I remember when I was at an aesthetic competition, and this one athlete was asking my athlete about how to do a T-walk. And I was like, hold on, I got this. Because my athlete was kind of like in their zone. They were trying not to think of anything. They were the typical normal tiredness that you would feel on aesthetic competition day. So I deflected the conversation, took it, answered it for them, you know, kind of gave them an approach to take for the T-walk. But that's the idea of the coach, is you try to control the event, control timing, control the different stimulus that's going around. That's your focus. As the coach, I'm usually way more nervous because I have to try to control everything outside of my control. That's extremely nerve-wracking, because what if you can't get it right? What if you can't fix this thing? What if I can't get this in place? You know, so as a coach, I'm way more nervous because I want to contribute as much as I can. And my best role is to control what's outside of the athlete's control. And you can't always do it, but I want to have as much of an influence on that as I possibly can. So that's why I'm nervous, because I feel like it's outside of my control to try to control everything that's outside of the athlete's control. But as an athlete, your mindset is nothing else matters. I don't care what the temperature is in the room. I don't care how many people are warming up on the same rack. I don't care if somebody stepped in front of me in the mirror. I don't care if somebody's yapping on about chicken breast and rice. It doesn't matter. As an athlete, you focus on what's within your control. 100% of the time. Literally 100% of the time. I've trained people for every goal you can think of, every time of competition. 100% of the time. The elements that are within your control as the athlete are what's going to determine the outcome. 99% of the time, whatever element is outside of your control has influenced everyone else as well. So if it's cold in the warm-up room, it's cold in the warm-up room for everyone. You know, if the competition was supposed to start, like your class was scheduled to start at 6:15, but now it's 6:45, everyone's 30 minutes late. So often, what's outside of the athlete's control influences all the other athletes. It can contribute to a decreased performance for you, but it'll contribute to a decreased performance for everyone. Now, that's tough, because typically a healthy competitor mindset is you're competing against your older self, not your people around you. So if I go into a powerlifting meet, I want to place well, but I can't really control what anybody else does. But I want to make sure I've progressed from the last time I did a powerlifting meet. So I'm really competing against myself. Well, maybe the last time I did a powerlifting meet, the warm-up room was the right temperature. But now, this time, it isn't the right temperature. My knees feel a little cranky. My shoulders feel a little tight. I just didn't quite feel like I got to warm up as much. Well, then you're right. It's not going to be necessarily a perfect comparison. But if we looked at all of the elements that went into competition day, all of the workouts that led up to the competition day, all of the meals that led up to the competition day, all of the life stresses that led up to the competition day, you're never going to have a competition that's equally matched to the previous competition. There's always going to be small little things that were a little better or a little worse. So it just kind of washes out. You have to let it in your mind wash out. As the athlete, you have to say, what's within my control. If the room temperature is too low, you know, can I put some, you know, biofreeze or Kuan Long oil or something that heats up the joints, helps that heat up? Can I do a little extra warm-ups? Do a little extra work with like a hip circle or banded work, something that kind of warms you up a little bit more. Maybe you just have to start your warm-ups a little early. Maybe you have to get up a little earlier. That way it helps you kind of feel more awake, more ready, more prepared, more excited in your nervous system. Maybe you wake up, you do a cold shower, kind of go for a brisk walk. You get yourself up, you get yourself moving. You eat some good food. So as the athlete, you would say, okay, I'm aware of this element, but what can I control in relation to this element? And then that's where my focus will be. I will not focus on the element. I will focus on what I can control related to the element. That's the mindset difference. An athlete focuses on what they can control. You maximize the shit out of what is within your control. You don't miss a thing. You get absolutely everything perfect that's within your control. Then everything that's outside of your control, oh well. You're going to be so busy trying to control everything within your control that you won't have time to try to control things that are outside of your control. And that's what your coach is for. If you have a good coach, they are going to be focused on controlling what the athlete cannot control, so that the athlete can stay focused on what's within their control. I wanted to make this podcast because I also had one of my personal trainers who I trained. They started helping people compete. And one of the conversations we got into recently was how they should manage conversations with clients. My client is kind of a hyper nervous person. They talk a lot when they're nervous. And on our conversation, I was like, you got to be careful about that. Some athletes are fine with that. Some athletes also get kind of nervous and they'll chit chat a little bit. Some athletes, though, want everybody to be quiet. They want their inner circle, their team around them to just kind of be calm, be quiet, kind of give them some space so you can't just be yapping their ear off. And then I've had other clients who want to be hyped up. They are super intense. They're like, I'm going to rip this person's face off. And I'm like, you're not even fighting someone. You're like, you're lifting a bar. Calm down. Take a breath. But that's what they want. They want to, like, I remember one client, they're like, I want to be so strong that I just embarrass everyone and they quit the meet. I want to go in there, destroy my squat so badly that everyone else quits. And I was like, oh my, you're a little intense. I said, let's do it. So I got intense with them and I was like, oh good God, they're going to kill somebody. But that's what you want to do. As a coach, I want to be what that athlete needs. Maybe the athlete's super hyped and they need calmed down. So I'll be that. I'll be like, hey, you're doing good. I know you want to be aggressive, but let's remember the cues. So we want to be as aggressive as you can, but not at the expense of forgetting our cues. So you got to kind of know the athlete. You have to know, okay, they're super hyped, but they're controlled. Then I'm going to get hyped with them. If they're super hyped and out of control, I'm going to try to bring them down, not like unhyped. I don't want to go 180 degree switch, but I just want to bring it down a little bit so they remember their cues. I'll give them maybe one awesome cue that I know is like their Achilles heel per lift. And I'm just like, hey, make sure on the way down, you really pressure into your heels. Then I just don't overwhelm them. I let them go. The rest of the good technique stuff should be autopilot from all the training practice. But that's a big thing. And that's what I talked about with that, with my client, who's going to start coaching people, is make sure that you modify yourself to match what the athlete needs. If you need to be extroverted, be extroverted. If you need to be introverted, be introverted. If you need to be assertive, be assertive. If you need to be passive because it teaches them to focus on just what they can control, then you be a little more passive and you get them to focus on that. And then behind the scenes, when they're not paying attention, you try to perfect everything around them. You know, you just be what they need. But that's your job as the coach. Try to control everything outside of the athlete's control. Make it as perfect as you can make it for the athlete. But then if you're the athlete, you don't give a crap what's perfect. The only thing you focus on is what's within your control. If you get everything that you can control right, you're going to have a great freaking day. Anything else that happens outside of that, You know, if it turns out where it doesn't turn out to be a good day, but you know it wasn't attributable to you, you'll be frustrated. But you're still going to have positive momentum going back into training. You're still going to want to compete again. You're still going to want to kind of keep the thing going, keep the thing rolling. You're going to be okay in the sense that you know that you did your best. Okay, so that's the difference. Coach, try to perfect everything. Control what the athlete can't. Athlete, don't worry about controlling anything except for what's in your control. Focus on you. Focus on what you can control, and that's it. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, just let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.